A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping.
First of all, Happy New Year.
I'm Joel.
First of all, Happy New Year.
I'm Jackson.
First of all, Happy New Year. And I'm Joel. And today we're going to be looking at Super Meat Boy Forever and other games.
Is that the second Super Meat Boy? They did it again?
They absolutely...
Is he a little meat boy that does jumps?
Yeah.
We did another meat boy, baby.
They did another meat boy. The scientists said, guys, you can't do it. And Team Meat said, we're doing another meat boy, baby.
How hard could it be? You got meat, you got a boy. We can do that twice.
So the first Super Meat Boy game, it was like a... I think it started as a Flash game. And then it kind of became one of the first, like, really popular indie games, I guess. It's a really hard platformer. Kind of in, like, Zamet, in the similar vein of, like, a Celeste, except the tone is way more awful, and it's...
I know a Super Meat Boy.
Why was that directed at Zamet? I've played a Super Meat Boy.
I know I'm usually, like, the audience stand-in for a big idiot who doesn't know how a Game Boy works, but this time I've played...
Jackson will know Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy does scream Jackson.
Yeah. Well, no, it was just because you were like, Zamet, like Celeste, and I was like, I've played Celeste.
I know. So basically, the reason that happened was Zamet was like, Super Meat Boy Forever, is that another Super Meat Boy? And I was going to explain Super Meat Boy. But I realized that he only had questions about the sequel, the game I've actually played, not the game that we've all played, which came out in like 2013. Or probably earlier.
So it was originally on Newgrounds, is this what you're saying?
I think so.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, it turns out everyone knows Super Meat Boy, the original one, so I'm going to shut up. Who cares about that one? My favorite moment of the first one, though, is when both of you were, when we were on tour in the UK, which is a constant throwback for this podcast, I've realized. And we all had our
Switches. Remember planes? Wow. Yeah. What a foreign concept.
We all had our Switches, and we all decided to, like, just play a game that I guess was going to drive us insane to pass the time. Like, absolute madmen. Because Jackson was playing Celeste, I was playing Super Meat Boy, and Zamet, I think you went from, like, Dead Cells then to Celeste, because you saw Jackson having fun with Celeste.
Yeah, I'm like, what's this game? This looks like fun. Maybe I'll give that a bash.
Oh, and, Jackson, you were playing... I think Zamet was playing Celeste. Jackson, you were playing that other indie game that, like, you're constantly jumping. I forget what it's called. It's got a similar vibe to Celeste.
Oh, yeah. What? Dendara, I was
playing.
Yeah,
Dendara, yeah.
I think that was... No, I think that was in... I think that was on our national tour around Australia. Because I remember being like, I gotta finish this game. And you're like, we're going out for dinner. And I was tired. And I was like, no. You go out for dinner, whatever. I'm gonna stay in the house that we're staying at. And I'm gonna finish this goddamn game. And probably have a wank or whatever as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Fair enough.
It's important to embrace the alone time you have on tour.
When you're on tour, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
That moment where you guys, oh, so you're going out for breakfast, are you? And your good friend is also, maybe I just stay home and have a wank for breakfast. That sounds good for me.
Big comes for breakfast.
Most important meal of the day.
Well, you guys are putting sustenance in. I'm getting sustenance out. But yeah, look, whilst it was a fun experience for all of us to just constantly be angry on a plane for 20 hours because we were getting more and more frustrated. I don't know if I would recommend it to just a regular travel goer because it will probably ruin your mood and make you upset. However, I was like really excited for Super Meat Boy Forever to come out. It's been in development for ages. I really like the first one. I have played and finished Celeste in, like, recently, so I was in the mood for like a hard platformer. But when Super Meat Boy Forever dropped, one thing that I had realized that I had totally forgotten was Super Meat Boy Forever is also an Endless Runner game.
Oh.
I guess who does not have the skills required for one of those games?
Is it all three of us?
Yeah. Absolutely, but the only one in practice that has used it is me, because Jesus Christ, it's still a similar concept. So, like, wall jumps and stuff like that constantly. Yeah. But Meat Boy is constantly moving right, unless you jump off a wall, and then he's constantly moving left.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I was like, well, that's all right. I'll, when I started the first level, I was like, oh, I totally forgot about this. I had, like, a weird moment where I remembered that I did know this, because I remember when they made that announcement, I was like, oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, maybe that's not for you, yeah.
Yeah, and then I started playing it, and I was like, that's all right, I'll adjust. I just never did. It's like one of those games where, and I think I've mentioned it before, especially with my Doom review, that it's rare for me to play a video game where my brain kind of is just working at full capacity and I just can't do a thing that I know I'm meant to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But Super Meat Boy Forever hit me with those almost immediately.
So maybe I don't really know how an Endless Runner works. Mm-hmm. Are there levels, or is it just...
Yeah, so Endless Runner mightn't actually be the genre name. Well, I think it's the genre name, but like it might have a different... Yeah, yeah. So it's not just one big level where you're constantly moving. It's it's still divided up. It's still got the same like world map screen that the first Meat Boy has. So it's like different worlds that are themed, and then when you hit those worlds, there's like a path to a boss. Mm-hmm. And you've got to beat a certain amount of levels before you can verse the boss. It's almost that the menu layout and the level selection is almost identical to the first Super Meat Boy, which I really like. And and it seems to have very similar aesthetic, because the first level is like a green hill zone thing. And then the second level is a hospital that's full of needles.
Right. Just like Sonic the Hedgehog, dude.
Yeah.
Hypodermic level in Alex the Kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like a throwback to the old Sega Master System. That's great.
That's cool.
Again, it's really capturing the bad vibes of the first Super Meat Boy. So in the first one, Meat Boy is trying to rescue his girlfriend, Bandage Girl.
Mm-hmm.
But in the sequel... Meat Boy and Bandage Girl have had a child called Nugget, which is meat wrapped in a bandage. And Nugget gets kidnapped by Dr. Fetus, who is the villain from the first one. Then you're trying to, like, save it. But, like, at the end of, like, every level, Nugget is waiting for you, and then Dr. Fetus appears and just, like, kicks the baby. But it's not an actual baby, so it's not, like...
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like...
It doesn't have feelings, the baby.
Yeah, and also it's not like too edgy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
As in, you're not like, oh, guys, come on. Because it's just like in the shape of a square.
Yeah,
so it's like kind of funny. Because I don't want to give the impression that this is like, it's not 2009 on like Newgrounds again.
Yeah. Where if there was a Flash game just called Kick the Baby, which was like just kicking a baby, it would get to the top of the...
Yeah,
leaderboards.
It would be that and a Sailor Moon dress costume, but no clothes underneath game.
Yeah, you see titties. You know, pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not hard.
Yeah, Newgrounds. Maybe it should come back.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it's gone. Is it?
I don't know. I'm gonna give Newgrounds in high school 4 thumbs.
Yeah, Burnt Face Man, I think, is the thing I watched.
Madness?
I am remembering some real terrible stuff, like fire like the missiles and also like the One Ring to rule. Remember that?
Oh, bad memes. Like garbage. Memes are still bad.
The Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny. Was that Newgrounds? You know? And all the guys fight?
The guys fight. Are you thinking of Super Smash Bros?
Yeah,
well, that's you know, the guys. You know that Stick Lad doing a fight?
Yeah, Mario? That's
Madness, isn't it? That was called? And there was the clown, right? What Could about be. Weeble? Let's talk about Weeble.
Castle Crashers? A game
that's an actual game.
Hey, let's just all thank God that by 2021, Flash will no longer be around.
How am I going to catch up on the newest episodes of Weeble and whatever his friend's name was? You know?
How am I going to watch the new Salad Fingers if I can't have the program Flash?
What was that weird cat thing that talked in a high-pitched voice? That's annoying.
The annoying orange? That's not
not the thing I was thinking about, but yeah, that was also annoying. It's in the name.
What about
oranges are annoying anyway? They didn't have
what about
to give
that
it a face?
Just looking at an orange and being like, "I hate you. Yeah. I hate looking at you. You're giving me the shits."
Looking in the fruit bowl and seeing an orange and being like, "Come on,
morning ruined.
God damn it! I don't want My favorite thing about Super Meat Boy, JD, was when you were playing it, I think on the plane.
Yeah.
It's a great game for watching a friend play, and then when the friend dies, being really condescending and being like, oh, it sucks that you died just there. Should have made the jump. Should have started jumping earlier. Because anybody playing that game is already seconds away from having a heart attack. So if you're there to really push them over the edge. It'll be the kind of heart attack where with one hand you're clutching your heart and the other hand you're clutching my neck. And
one's going to break first. And so basically, like, they've updated the graphics a little bit, so it's, like, really nice looking game. It plays really well on the Switch. I've played it both handheld and docked. The first time I played it, I was a bit hungover and really, really tired. So I kind of got motion sickness from it, I think, because I was playing it in bed, half asleep, with a headache, and I was like, oh, no. But then, the next day I played it heaps, and that was fine. So I'm not old yet. Yes.
Yeah.
If you like the first one, the changes they've made will probably be jarring for a bit, but I also think the difficulty and the whole vibe and look of the game will probably win you over, much like it did me, because at first I was like, oh, I don't know about this, but now I'm like, man... I just keep playing it so that I get good. And it's a constant running thing, it means that you have to, like, perfectly time everything. And, like, every time you restart the level, you're like, all right, so I need to make sure that I'm dashing here to get... So there's dashes now as well, which is a whole thing.
Yeah.
I've got to make sure that, like, I dash here to save, like, 0.3 of a second if I want to hit the, like, par time.
Oh, God.
Yes, it's good.
How many thumbs? What are we talking?
I've played it for about an hour, which for a game like this is like a pretty an hour doesn't sound long, but considering the game, I've gotten a very
it
very...
felt like playing it for a million years, but it was only an hour.
No, I feel like just from like an hour, I have gotten like a pretty strong taste for the game, and I'm still so bad at it, but I reckon this is a four thumbs and a knock situation. And I will definitely be talking about it again next week, as it's probably given me a heart attack and I'll have to review getting like a pacemaker or something.
How many thumbs for Newgrounds.com?
So Newgrounds.com in 2009 obviously gets the full five thumbs.
Yeah, but today's Newgrounds.
It depends.
If somebody said,
like
hang on, if somebody came to you and they were like, you got to watch this very funny thing. Just go to Newgrounds.com. How would you feel about that?
Well, okay, so before I can honestly review it, I've just gone to www.newgrounds.com.
Great idea.
Okay, so... okay. So the first thing that has come up is like a weird... You know, like when drawings aren't horny, but they have a horny vibe?
Yeah, I think I'm looking at exactly the same image. Yeah.
It's a kid with a backwards hat and blue hair, a girl sitting in between them, and then like a grown woman with a purple face and like really frizzy hair and a small white, small red jumpsuit thing.
Yeah.
Wow, Newgrounds just hasn't changed at all.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So the top video of today is called Cats on Mars, and it has 1,600 views. Oh, no.
Oh, Newgrounds. That's a bummer. And the next one down has only 549. RIP Newgrounds, I guess.
There's a Pixar Soul parody, 400 views, and that's at number three.
They have some featured movies. Like Friday Night Funkin'.
Yep.
Or there's Hey, Gooey Goats.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Look.
There's a 3D animated parody of Captain America's Civil War iconic scene. Yeah. Click on that, just see what happens.
Civil War, the remake boot is what it's called. Mm. Once again, thank goodness Flash is dying.
There's a note. You see the little note at the top of the page? Yeah, it's sad.
They're looking. Newgrounds is looking for 4,000 active supporters in 2020, and they haven't hit that.
That's rough. Rest in peace, Newgrounds. Zero thumbs.
Yeah, it's dead. This is kind of like going.
This is like watching an internet graveyard.
It's kind of like internet hospice.
Yeah, it's still clinging to life, but
Newgrounds is like long? Next year we're gonna go. Me and you, Jackson, we're gonna go and you know visit another country or something. And I'm like, Newgrounds, yeah, of course. Me and you will catch a plane together, but Newgrounds doesn't know.
No.
Hey,
there's an epic Battle Fantasy V. You can go on a 30-hour turn-based RPG.
Rest in peace.
So I guess one thumb for visiting Newgrounds in 2020 and getting depression.
Yeah.
Although it is good that bad parts of the internet are dying, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe it's five thumbs because Newgrounds is dying and I'm not. So
And maybe in 2021 we could all work together and kill podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, thank good. That would be the dream, wouldn't it?
Super Meat Boy Forever, four thumbs and a nuck. Newgrounds in 2009, five thumbs. Newgrounds in 2020, one thumb. Watching Newgrounds die in 2020, four thumbs and a nuck, because I'm not dying. And killing podcasts in 2021 as our just united goal, six thumbs.
Oh, for sure.
It's a dream come
true. Six thumber.
So,
one can hope, yes.
Yeah.
Jackson Bailey.
Yes.
You don't have a webcam at the moment, so it's very hard to like throw to you to things, I just realized.
I don't.
I'd hate to show everyone how the sausage is made, but basically I'm looking at a picture of a villain from Scooby-Doo, and it's not even full size.
It's a thumbnail.
It's a thumbnail in a big box. Anyway.
Zoom profile picture. A thing you can apparently have, yeah. You want to know what I've been playing?
Yeah.
Nothing. I spent the last 9 days in rural Victoria visiting my parents and didn't get a chance to play a single video game. Before I left, I looked at my Switch and I was like, should I bring that? And then I didn't. And so
My actual theory is you said, I should bring that, and went to turn it on and realized you hadn't charged it. Or there was no controllers attached to it and you were like, damn.
I was like, should I bring that? And it was in the sink or something.
No, I should probably wait for it to dry.
But one great thing I did do while I was in rural Victoria is one day my dad was like, you know where I want to go? And we were like, where? And he's like, Ararat. And we were like, why do you want to go to Ararat? And he's like, I don't know. drove for 2 hours to Ararat. And we went on a historical tour of Ararat's J Ward, which was a home for the criminally insane way back in the day. And it was just whatever, who cares? But what made it great is that the guy giving the tour gave it in the cadence of like a PE teacher that was really pissed off at you. And it was the best thing in the world. So you'd like enter a cell and he'd be like, right, who do you think spent their time in this cell. And all of us would like just say nothing because we were scared. And then he'd be like,
like the answer, Ned Kelly?
No, well, it was a way too long pause. And then he'd be like, that's right, chopper raid. And we were all just like, just absolutely.
Uncle Chop Chop himself.
It was the best tour I've ever had in my life because the whole time I felt like I was in trouble. The guy... Have you ever met anyone in your life that has zero charisma? Just nothing. Just bottle of the barrel. Cannot control a crowd. There was this old Swedish lady that hated him. Every time he'd tell her something, she'd be like, okay. Like, she didn't give a shit. He would like make these weird jokes. Like, I don't know. So like there was a straitjacket and he was like, due to COVID, you can't wear the straitjacket, but typically, as a bit of fun, we let people try it on. And then he'd leave a long pause and then go, ha-ha, and then we'd move on to the next part of the tour. At one point, a second tour, so we it was like, you know, you get the cell blocks where you have like a lower section and a sort of upper section. So we were on the upper section. And he was giving some explanation of how many people they hanged there or whatever. And another tour group was on the lower section. And the other tour group was clearly the tour guide was way more professional. She knew exactly what she was doing. And there were like questions going back and forth. So as he was like, how many people do you think? But like as he was saying that, you could just hear like... a tour group led by somebody who knows exactly what they're doing happening below, drowning him out. He kept on having to stop and drink from his water bottle. He drank from his water bottle like every second sentence, clearly because he did not know what he was doing. It was so good. In the end, I bought a hat from there because I loved it so much.
Did you ask him to sign it?
I should have. Well, he had to come to the... It was in like the little... like gift shop area, but then he had to take me to the front desk to make me pay for it, which was, he didn't want to do that. He yelled at me and my dad for leaving the group. That was good because my dad wanted to know what kind of fruit tree was in the yard of the jail. And as we walked away, he was like, hold on, tour's not going over there. And we had to turn around and come back.
Did you find out what fruit tree it was?
There was a pomegranate tree, a lemon tree, an apple tree, and some other trees. It was a lot.
Was your dad happy with the results?
He was really pleased about it. At one point, me and my mum went into one of the cells, and there were plaques everywhere, right, that like told you the history of the jail or whatever. And we were reading one of the plaques, and then later the tour guide just verbatim said what was on the plaque, and me and my mum were like, he's not giving a tour. He's just reading the plaques out loud. We paid $17 each for this man to angrily read plaques at us. What the hell? He opened it up. This was how he opened his tour of J Ward, Ararat, jail for the criminally insane.
Yeah.
He was like, 1800. Not so good if you're a female. And we were like, what? Where is this going? What is going to happen? Then he was like, you know what you'd get in trouble for? Swearing. You drop an F-bomb, you end up here. And then he went, you know who copped prejudice worse than females? Asians. And we were like, what is happening? That was the beginning. Then he put on a DVD none of us could hear up in a tiny corner, like TV in the corner of the room. Nobody had any idea what was happening. And so what we went on was like a historical jail tour.
Yeah.
But halfway through, we're walking down. Oh, God. So we're walking down a section, right? And he's like, this cell belonged to one of the few inmates that was allowed electronics. But the prison guards had to go and visit him in hazmat suits. Now, this happened in the 80s. What else do you think was happening in the 80s that could cause this? And there was this like really long pause. And then one teenage girl was just like, AIDS? And he's like, that's right, AIDS. It was crazy. And then, so we're like rounding this corner. And as he says that, he's like, that one of the teenage girl was leaning against the edge or whatever of the hallway. And he's like, you know, I run ghost tours as well. And I was like, that's how have I not got this man to run a ghost tour? And then he was like, and I've had females stand exactly where you're standing, and they feel a little bit of pressure on the back of their neck. Don't worry. That's just whatever the inmate that had AIDS, his name was, trying to get a piggyback. And then we just moved on. I don't know what was happening. And I just, like, imagine this man giving you a ghost tour. What?
Be weary of this man. He died here in the 1982 and he loves piggybacks.
Yeah, not exactly.
Giving,
it sounds receiving. To me like he would be more like, righto, in this room, there's some ghosts.
Yeah. Do you see any?
If you don't see them, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, next room. Out,
that's a ghost.
Moving on. Well, there was one room that we went in that was like underground a bit, and he was like, get a photo taken here, and every 10th photo, a ghost will appear. And I don't know what he meant by that at all, because how could it be that regular?
Yeah.
And none of us went to take a photo, and that was the best, because we all hated the tour. And then he kind of... You know, like when Jeb Bush asks everyone to clap at the end of his...
Yeah.
He had big clap. Vibes of that. He's like, why don't you go take a photo? And then one of us went over and we all took some. It was genuinely one of the best experiences of my life. I loved that man. And I want to go back, one, because I'd love to see his ghost tour, but two, I'd love to see what the hell he'd do if he saw me again. Because surely he gets no repeat customers. So what would he think was happening as I sat there entranced by what he was saying? Occasionally, he'd clearly forget his very scripted tour, and he'd just stop for about 30 seconds and say nothing. So, like, we'd move to a cell, and he'd be like, right. In 1846, you're like, I watched you retrieve that, buddy. I watched you dig deep to find that in your mind, and there it was. Oh my god. Five thumbs, guys. Five thumbs.
That's incredible.
Can I recommend anybody who goes to Ararat, go to J Ward, Ararat Jail for the criminally insane, be like, do you have a guy here who looks like a PE teacher, probably late 30s? Could you get him to give me the tour, please?
Late 30s is way, way younger than I was expecting when I imagined this guy.
He had the vibes, because Ararat is a rural town, and he had the vibes of a guy who's like, I don't know, his farm was built over a mine, and the farm collapsed in the mine, and he couldn't farm anymore, and he's like, where else am I going to get work? Oh, I guess I could be a tour guide at J Ward Ararat Asylum for the criminally insane. It was like, he was just so ill-suited for the position.
That
so
rules.
Awkward. Mm. So bad at controlling a crowd. People just, like, would go away and walk into different cells. Oh, my God. I loved it.
Hey, maybe the tour's not over there.
The tour's not over there. Come back. Oh, my God. It was... I'm trying to remember if there's anything else. There was a lot of that, like, look above you. Oh, there was one section where he was like... There was a guy who wanted to receive letters. He thought he was, like, a royalty or something. And so but he realized after a while that he didn't have a mailbox. And so he apparently carved one into one of the walls. And he was like, me and my dad were standing really near the wall. And he's like, hey, can you touch the wall and see if you can find the, or even, it might've even been less clear. He was like, what do you see on the wall there? And me and my dad like got real close and we're like, we don't know. And he's like, have a closer look. And we're like, just say. Just tell me. And we were like, oh, it's not there. I can't see anything. And he's like, no, the letterbox. And then he walked up and then he had to like crouch down and look at it and kind of find it as well. And then he was like, there it is. Like he was really pissed off at me and dad for ruining the tour. It was great. It was
that's a tour guide who doesn't realize that a tour is generally a passive experience.
Yeah. It felt like somebody had been like, you need to involve the crowd. You can't just yell at them. And he was like, this is the only way I know how to do it, dude. This is the only way I know how to involve the crowd. He was great. Go to J Ward Ararat Asylum. Tell him Jackson sent you. When he's like, did you enjoy the tour? I'll be like, Jackson Bailey from thumbcramps.com told me to come on this tour. He said it was his game of the year. That guy will stare at you blankly for like a full 30 seconds and then ignore what you said. Yeah, it was great. Five thumbs. I loved it. I'd do it again.
Okay.
What about you, Zammit? What have you been playing?
Well, kind of, I mean, it's a similar boat to you, Jack, although yeah. I didn't go to rural Victoria. Oh. I just haven't played a video game because I'm currently moving house. Mm-hmm. The studio that we're building is complete. And so I've spent the last, you know, couple of weeks just preparing for the move.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so really what I want to be talking about today is recording in a not quite finished or furnished studio that isn't quite soundproof, so I've had to put a blankie over the computer screen and my body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's hot.
Yep,
I'm breathing mostly my own breath in.
Yep,
I'm a little dizzy.
Yep.
Did I say I'm hot? Because yeah. I'm hot.
What I love about it is that it feels like we're in like a long distance relationship and you're lying in bed somewhere and we're having like a cute Zoom call before we go to sleep.
Yeah, it rules for, because if that is true, Jackson, you haven't turned your webcam on because you left it at the studio. Yeah. So you're having a cute like Zoom date as you go to sleep, but instead, so Zammit is wrapped in a blanket and he's just looking at the villain from Scooby-Doo.
How do we keep
this
saying,
is why I love him,
the villain from Scooby-Doo? You know, yeah, the one guy.
The one!
So I hope, as I'm speaking, I can hear a decent amount of echo, mm-hmm. but it's a lot better than what it used to be. So will this be picked up in the final recording? I don't know.
Was
this worth being sweaty for about 40 minutes? I don't know. Is this going to be worth the headache that I'll experience for a good 2.5 hours? Because I'm weirdly hot in a cool room, but also dehydrated, and I've never drunk so much water. I don't know what's going on.
It's hard to say. I know that I'm a big fan of the fact that I am just the villain from Scooby-Doo and Zammit. You are effectively at this point just blanket because it's all in front of the webcam.
Yeah.
He's just saying Fluff and Scooby-Doo bad guys. That's what he's doing his thumb cramps with.
Well, I suddenly feel like the guy was telling everyone to leave Britney Spears alone a bit as well.
Oh, he would have loved Newgrounds.
He would have loved Newgrounds so much.
Hey, Dusha, how spooky would it be if Zammit just got like pulled away by his legs right now?
Yeah, that would be very, very, very spooky. That would be be like that movie that's on Zoom that I saw and liked. Host, I think that's what it's called.
There you go. That would be good.
So, initially I had the blanket all over the two monitors and I realized, well, that's probably causing maybe more echo. So I just put it over the one monitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I draped it down my back and I've realized, wow, that was quite hot and sweaty. And it only took me until maybe now to just kind of put it over my neck I'm kind of wearing it like a scarf.
Yeah.
Now
it looks like, you got like
a... And now my body is cooling down because the sweat is rapidly cooling.
Yes!
That's nice.
So I guess my next question...
I've nearly bumped my water bottle several times.
Yep.
That's good. Because I need to drink.
Yes.
I guess my next question would be, in the new studio, is that how we're all going to be recording?
Yeah.
It's a blankets on sort of studio.
It's a nice blanket. So, because we've got a lot of things are packed away and not quite ready. So, the blanket that I have is like a thin blanket, but even that is quite hot. So, even though it might not be dampening the echo.
Mm.
I am glad I didn't find like the heavy, like
weighted blanket.
Quilt, the weighted blanket that we have to then drape over my shoulders and screen and crush me.
Yeah, that would make for a sad episode of Thumb Cramps if you died on it.
Yeah,
Joel
Zammit
slowly crushed to death.
Yeah, it's just crushed and suffocated. I feel I've gone red.
Yeah, you have.
You absolutely have.
My face is so hot. You know what? I'm just going to take it off.
Yeah,
you're
going to
cop an echo. Oh, boy.
Now
that's nice.
You've covered the webcam with the blanket. There we go.
Oh, okay. So this is without the...
I can't really tell the difference.
Yeah, was it worth it? We'll find out in post. I'm just so sweaty now.
Yeah.
I feel... unfit, you know? I feel
like somehow being under a blanket was sort of like working out.
Not just a work, you know, when like, again, you know, when you're unfit and you climb a flight of stairs and you're like, wow, I need to sort myself out.
Yep.
This was like, wow, I have sat down for half an hour and I feel like I need to have a lie down. I am unfit. I'm tired. And I don't know what's happened there. Yeah. So, why did I decide? You know what? I probably should have just called in sick.
Yeah.
That's good.
That would have been fine as well. Or at the top of the episode, been like, hey, I'm recording in the new studio. So, unfortunately.
So, it might be a bit echoey. I don't know yet.
You sound like you're in a cave.
Good.
Don't think that, so first of all, blanket definitely made a huge difference.
Yeah, I can tell.
If you're talking at the same time as either of us through my headphones, nonsense. Yep. So, this is going to go down as probably the best start to 2020 possible.
Yeah.
2020.
We're doing it again. We're having a loop. We're in one of them loop years.
Oh my God. Actually, I forgot to. Guys, Happy New Year, because this episode comes out at midnight on New Year's Day.
Hey!
Hey, Happy New Year, baby!
We're at 30 minutes in, but is it good? Can you let us know? Is 2021 good yet?
Can you be like, is this a portent of things to come? Is that what it's going to be like?
What we'll do, it's very simple, and this is what we're going to do. Okay, JD, what you want to do is you want to get the final time code of this episode, and then you want to put it so that the final like frame, basically, of this episode coincides with midnight in wherever you listen to it.
Yeah.
So,
or maybe
that people can, finish 2020 with maybe the worst podcast that exists.
It's definitely the worst quality thumb cramps we've recorded this year.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's been a year.
There's something I want to do to wrap up the episode, but before we get to that, this seems like a good point to do it. Before we get to that, here's a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thanks, sponsors.
So, 2020, a year in review. Here's some of the highlights of recording thumb cramps. One, Jackson forgetting to turn his microphone on.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Two. So that was a great episode. So if there's one episode, I'm not going to tell you which one because I can't remember, but there's an episode where Jackson sounds like shit. It's because he recorded it with his laptop microphone accidentally. I think in the same episode, Levin's put his phone on top of his microphone thing, so it meant that you just got the all through his recording for ages. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Love it. Good.
Zammit's echo in this one. It's a Hall of Famer still.
Oh, yeah.
Top three.
That's great. Just got
and that's good.
Ruining my mattress in my bed by sitting on the foot of my bed and recording for 10 months. That's up there too.
It's cool to imagine, you know, a situation where you got to get rid of your mattress, but you don't want to throw it away. So, like, maybe you put it on the curb or whatever, and someone's like, oh, a mattress for me. And they're like, what is this depression at the end of the... Did a dog lie here on the very edge of the bed?
Did a dog
Did
lie
a
here?
Did a dog lie here?
Did a dog lie here and slowly die for over a year?
Why is there the sweat Probably. Stain of an ass on the end of this bed?
Was that a dog with a human ass?
Did a dog with a human ass that was despised by its owners rightfully spend its time at the end of the bed? Is that
was it a dog with a human ass that was despised by its owners, but also very sweaty, just sitting here?
Yeah, a dog
accumulating
that
gross human ass sweat that's on a dog,
as well as having a human ass, also had the human ability to sweat instead of panting to relieve its heat. That's crazy.
But all of its sweat glands were located entirely in its human ass.
Were you guys imagining this being said by the person staring at the mattress on the curb?
Yeah, to no one. 100%. Just got like pointing at it.
You open your door and are like, get out of here!
It was me, a man with a human ass!
You're not a dog! Oh!
Oh, I guess I'll go.
Right. So we're recording this New Year's Eve, so this is a very short turnaround between the episodes, so we're going to wrap it up quick because I need to edit this and get it out there. But I'm going to include this at the very start of the episode, so it'll make sense. You would have heard it 30 minutes ago, but now it's going to make sense. First of all, Happy New Year! There we go.
Can I chuck one in too?
Yeah, you chuck one in too.
First of all, Happy New Year!
Oh, I want to be First of all, Happy New Year!
People are going to be like, wow, Zamet got really echoey for the Happy New Year thing, and then less echoey as the episode went on. Oh my God.
Yeah,
because I'm leaving all of this in.
Yeah, it's one of them puzzles. It's Tenet.
It's Tenet. Oh my God.
Tenet, baby. Wow.
That's exciting.
Who knew that we'd end 2020 with doing our own Tenet?
Yeah.
Well, we're actually going to end 2020 with something that I threw out on the Thumb Cramps Pod Twitter account, at Thumb Cramps Pod. So usually we'd read emails. We got a couple, but just email us. We'll deal with them another time. Email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. But basically, on Christmas Day, I threw out this tweet. Gamers, what video games did you receive as presents this holiday season? Here at Thumb Cramps Gaming HQ, we want to hear all about them. And it was a poll. The two choices were good ones and bad ones.
Mm-hmm,
so 80% of the people that voted got good ones for the Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
20% did get bad ones, however.
Oh.
But I got people to tweet in. We're just going to quickly review the games that people got.
Okay. Sure.
So we'll start with Bedrock. Mm-hmm. South Park, The Stick of Truth.
That game looks like it would annoy me zero thumbs. Shut
but
up,
it is
South
made by
Park.
Obsidian, so they do make good games. So, but then the South Park aspect of it, I might give it two thumbs and a knuck.
Two thumbs?
Cheesy poofs, you know.
Two thumbs. One thumb.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
And Bedrock does say that they are aboard a spaceship in the game being probed by a couple of aliens.
Okay.
That part you don't get to see in Australia. That's actually removed from our version of the game. It comes up with a picture of a koala being like, the government banned this bit. So, Bedrock, what you're experiencing, Thumb Cramps can never experience.
Yeah, that's sad.
Not being able to experience South Park, three thumbs.
Yeah.
This was from Paul. He got South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Less thumbs somehow. Thumb.
Were these the bad games? I assume they're the bad games.
Captain Clockwork said, a friend in the States gifted me Outer Wilds on Steam. So good game, I think. I haven't played it yet.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, Adam played it for a bit, and he seemed to have a good time. So five thumbs.
Yeah,
sure.
Zach,
also by
Zach said he got no presents.
Five thumbs. That's
bad kid. That's good.
Yeah.
Naughty list, baby. Hell yeah.
That's great. No, you have no expectations. Can't be disappointed by terrible South Park games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's good on the naughty list.
Philly cheesesteak, Red Dead.
Oh, yeah.
And Running from Bears.
I've been playing that again on the PC. It's pretty good. Five thumbs, I guess.
It's too big for me. One thumb.
Yeah, that's fair. That checks
I liked
out.
Watching you kill a lot of horses.
Oh, yeah.
My thumbs.
I liked
remember when I killed
horses.
Your horse by running it off a cliff accidentally?
That was pretty amazing, and somehow you survived, but the horse careened off the edge. That was pretty good. Five thumbs.
So both Becky and Aaron got Immortals Phoenix Rising.
Sounds like animes. Oh, yeah. I'm out.
No, it's like Breath of the Wild, but Greek mythology, and apparently funny. But when game calls itself funny, I usually get stressed. Three thumbs.
No game is funny. Games aren't funny.
Yeah. I looked at maybe getting that because I'm like, oh, yeah, Greek gods, because, you know, trying to wean myself off Hades. Mm. But then, like, in Breath of the Wild, great game. But then people are like, oh, they love to do quips. Mm. So that might kill me. Yeah. So
if you think of video games funny, out there listening. Got bad news. It isn't.
Steven got Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Five thumbs.
He got Steven Creed Valhalla. Five thumbs.
Five thumbs.
Immersive experience.
Get to play Steven Creed in Viking times. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Mr. Steven Creed. Jolly Good got Cars 3 Driven to Win.
Oh, is that based on the Pixar film Cars 3?
I'm not sure. I've done no research. Like, but Jolly.
Or is there like a video game series just called Cars?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I can believe both.
Jolly Good says it's a classic all gamers should own.
Yeah, that checks out.
And
yeah, five thumbs.
Finally, Andrew got Ghost of Tsushima. Tsushima?
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Like sashimi, but not quite.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's really good. Too big, three thumbs.
Yeah. I don't care about it.
Zero thumbs. Fair enough. And finally, and this is from Biscuit Dragon, they got a dash cam that, as far as they can tell, only worked between the hours of 10:32 a.m. and 5:22 p.m. and they cannot figure out how to fix it.
That is
five
the
thumbs.
Most appropriate thumb cramps review. That's the real gaming right there. Everybody who put down a game, you don't seem to get it. Biscuit Dragon.
Biscuit, he gets it. He understands what playing a game is all about.
It's a game where it's a thing. It's a thing where it doesn't work properly, and there's bafflement, there's confusion, and it's a perfect gift. That's a five-thumb gift.
Five thumbs.
Five thumbs.
And
five thumbs, easily.
If you want to get in contact with the show, you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. And today's episode, it's been 2020 thumbs, as the last ever episode of Thumb Cramps for 2020.
Yep.
Yeah. So obviously this podcast is ending forever for 2020, but starting in 2021, we'll be starting it immediately again.
Yeah, it'll return.
This is the last ever episode of Thumb Cramps for 2020.
Thank Christ.
It's been a big journey, and we're retiring the Thumb Cramps brand for 2020.
Yeah.
But it's starting the first week of 2021, we will be bringing it out of retirement.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll fix this echo or just get more sweaty.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll find a webcam or I'll just make the thumbnail bigger.
And hopefully that guy that keeps asking about the dog with the human ass leaves my property. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy 2021.
Yeah, I hope 2021's at least as good as 2020 was.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. It's just at least as good. That's all I want. Happy New Year.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspans Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.